This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Well, Well, Well show, brought to you live every Tuesday from midday. My name is Jessie, and I'm joined by Murray and Jack today. Thanks to Ali for the news and Gazman for the morning show. So how are you today, Murray?
I'm doing really well. Today I'm panelling again.
For the first time? Oh, yes.
Nervous, but we need this. Because
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be good.
You can.
And how about you, Jack?
No,
how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, but I just have a... you're very popular, Murray, out there. I've had a message from Steve already. Steve, who is a photographer and did the Down and Dirty calendar for VAC.
Okay.
He's an avid listener of Joy.
And, well, hello, Steve.
And a great supporter of the VAC. Well, well, well. So, Steve, good morning, and we'll catch up soon.
And how are you, Jessie?
I'm good. I'm excited because it's our second last day at work. So that we can finally have a break.
We're on countdown mode.
Long deserved break, I think. It's a little goodbye show we've got today.
So for those that don't know, at Well, 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 we talk about topics that relate to the GLBTI community. We're all about sex, health and well-being.
Yep. So, Jack, could you please tell our listeners what we've got in store for them today?
Well, today we'll be looking at a few highlights and exciting upcoming events. That's right. We've got Heath Painter from the Victorian AIDS Council joining us, and he'll be talking about the upcoming hypothetical forum. We'll also be talking a little bit about the festive season and how to look after yourself and have a conversation about drugs and alcohol so you don't overindulge.
Yes, absolutely. So that's going to be a lot of fun to discuss. And if people wanted to get involved in the conversation with us today, Murray, could you let them know how they could do this?
Absolutely. We've got a variety of ways. Look, we've got a Facebook page.
A plethora.
It's a plethora. We've got a Facebook page. Log on to our Facebook page / well, 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 and like our page, but you can also leave comments there as well. But you can call us on 1300-JOY-949. You can even send us an email at onair@joy.org.au and SMS 0427-JOY-949.
Or even...
You can tweet.
That's right, at Well, 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 Joy.
I left that out because I don't tweet, so...
I don't tweet, actually.
I've never got into it.
Well, I don't. Does anybody?
Well, no, they do. Apparently, actually, just watch Chef. Have you watched Chef?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's all about how this guy got famous because he was tweeting, so maybe we need to get onto
it. Anyone's out there, prove us wrong. Tweet us in. Our handle is Well, 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 Joy.
That's right. We've got George Michael coming up next with I Want Your Sex. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. Hi, Jessie is back, and today we will be having
Jessie's in the house.
Got a bit distracted there, sorry. We'll be having a discussion about the party season, which involves, let's be honest, some drugs and alcohol. So let's talk about drinking first, shall we? So I know I definitely like a drink or two after work. And
most people do.
And especially around the holiday season, you know, everyone's feeling a little bit extra festive and it can step up a bit. But obviously, first and foremost, you know, try to take care of yourself and be safe about it. But I hear that Jack might have a funny story he'd like to share with us.
It is, and it's just one of a bit of overindulgence many, many years ago. So it probably was about 1949, Murray.
Overindulgence? You?
I know.
Never.
Well, this was in my youth, but I'd been out for dinner with some friends and obviously had too much to eat and a couple of drinks, and I was on the tram going home. And the movement of the tram, the old-fashioned trams where they didn't have doors on them, so this is going back quite a way. And I started to feel quite ill on the tram with the movement and the rocking of the tram. So I got off and I was quite ill. I was sitting in the gutter and being quite ill, sadly.
You totally spewed up bad,
didn't you? Well, I did. But what amazed me was this man came along and said, "Are you okay?" And now here I am sitting in the gutter being, you know, not looking the best. And I said, "Well, no."
Wasn't your finest moment.
It wasn't my finest moment. But the amazing thing was, and that's what I've learned something from this about looking out for others. He said, "Look, come home with me." And he was a Greek guy, and he took me to his home, and his old mum, his old Greek mum, she cleaned me up, washed me down, gave me a good strong coffee, and actually drove me home. So
isn't that lovely?
I know, because I wouldn't necessarily stop if I saw somebody being very ill in the gutter at night, late at night, looking dishevelled, I wouldn't necessarily stop. No. But it's made me think differently about, you shouldn't walk past people. It doesn't hurt to say, are you okay? Is there anything I can do to help? Mm. So I've learned a lesson there. So good. That was a great experience, really.
Absolutely. So if you know you are walking down the street, along Chapel Street late at night, and you see someone on their own without anyone taking care, it might be worth saying, hey, how are you doing? Or
because it might be me.
Exactly.
It might be me.
No, or, you know, seriously. I mean, if you're in the city, if you think someone's unwell and you don't feel comfortable to approach someone, you can obviously, you know, get the attraction of police or the PSOs.
Or they've got safe walkers around the city or something like that, just have a
Because it's not always the best thing to go up to somebody, you know. It's just about being observant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we do have a very important message that we want everyone to know, though, which is to obviously have fun. It is the holiday season, but please be safe with it. And if you're going out drinking with friends, just don't drive. It's probably the safest thing. Try and always catch public transport, catch a cab, or have a designated driver. Or, you know, maybe you'll even get lucky and stay at someone's house, you know, so that way you don't have to miss out. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Just a friendly sleepover.
But if you really must drive, at least know what your limits are in regard to alcohol.
That's right. Breathalyzers test your blood alcohol concentration, which is measured in grams per 100 ml of blood. So if you're driving, you cannot let your blood alcohol concentrate go over 0.05. Mm. So in drink measurements, and remember this varies a lot based on your size, your gender, how active you are and your genetic makeup. So this is a rough guide. For guys, it's usually means two standard drinks in the first hour and one per hour after that. And for women, it means one per drink.
Now tell
one
me, drink per why hour. Is it so different between men and women?
Well, it's really just due to the makeup of our bodies, because women tend to have a little bit more body fat percentage than men, and the fatty tissue actually has less water content, so it can't absorb much of the alcohol out from the blood, which means the blood alcohol concentration in the blood actually remains higher. And women also tend to have less of this enzyme that breaks down the alcohol, so we break down alcohol much slower than men do.
Oh, so, but what are the some of the other things that can affect your blood alcohol concentration level?
Well, food consumption is one of them. It can help with how you feel. So if you drink on an empty stomach, you can perhaps feel more tipsier than if you haven't. Yeah. Food slows down the absorption of alcohol and reduces your peak blood alcohol concentration, you can still eventually have to process you still need to process it in the same way through your body. So if you're planning on a night out, try to always line your stomach with a little food first. I always do that. Yeah. An antipasto platter.
Absolutely.
And some drinks. Go
something
hand in
light,
hand with
you
me.
Know, so.
Yeah. Look, don't listen to people that say eating is cheating. It's not.
No.
Line your stomach.
It's a safe thing to do.
And when I was younger too, people used to always, I don't know whether it's an old wives' tale, but have quite a lot of milk to drink before drinking.
Well, you can do that too.
Milk's a food.
And, of course, your general health also affects how you break down alcohol. So bear in mind that alcohol can damage your liver, so try to take it easy and be nice to your liver. We've got The Killers up next with When You Were Young.
We
love
do.
This song.
We do. I just need to find that song because I've just been having a great time. So here it is on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. SMS 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au to have your say.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. And we love it when you get involved in the conversation with us.
We do.
Jessie, do we have any messages?
We sure do. We actually have a few that's come in. We've got the lovely Anthony from Reservoir that says, my Greek mother can care for you anytime you like, Jack.
Oh, how nice.
Ooh,
oh, thanks, Anthony. I'll return
and,
the favour.
We've got a message from Dave from Toorak. Says, just loving the show today and the personal reflections. Thank you for a great year of brilliant shows. I especially love the show about AIDS 2014 and have a safe break. Well, thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah.
And we
it.
Have a message from everyone at the VAC office, which are saying they loved Jack's kind Greek man story and wishing us the best of luck. Well, thanks, everyone at VAC who's listening and
they're
supporting us.
They're our biggest supporters.
Our biggest supporters. And we apparently have been advised to check our Twitter account, which we will after the next song.
We will as soon as we work out how to check it.
Exactly. We'll see about that.
Okay.
So further to our discussion earlier about the party season, there tends to be dabbling in recreational drugs from time to time. And whilst we at VAC do not condone the use of recreational drugs, we understand that it is actually a very real thing that does happen. So we would rather you make safe, informed decisions than have unreliable information.
That's right, Jason. See, one of the biggest messages we can put out there to everybody is that you should try to be safe, and you can and should look out for your mates always. And those who even aren't your mates, like that Greek guy did for me.
Yeah.
If you see a friend getting themselves into a risky situation, it's okay to speak up, or you'd want your friend to do the same for you, because I would. I know you two guys would do it for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Remember? And like you said, even if they're not your friends, you know, just being like, hey, how are you going?
Yeah.
Are you doing
yeah.
okay? Maybe keep a lookout for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And remember, I think this is an important message for everyone to consider. For people living with HIV, there are other concerns you need to keep in your mind. It's important to think that whether recreational drugs will have an effect on any HIV medication that you may be taking. It's you know, the contraindications could be significant, so
no,
be
absolutely,
safe.
You're right. And the half-life of drugs in people living with HIV tends to be longer than most. So, for example, for people who use ice, the half-life of the drug to be out of your system is usually between 5 days and 1 week.
So what do we mean by the half-life?
So pretty much how long it takes to get out of your system.
Okay, right.
So the residues there.
Yeah. And so for an individual who's living with HIV, it can take up to 10 days or even longer. So just be mindful and take care of your health when it comes to these
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
You know?
Now, we're about to have another song, another fabulous song.
We love music here.
We should. But I've got the Doris Day Christmas album. We should have brought that in.
Next time. I was just going to say...
I think that needs another...
I was going to say, though, if people do want more information about, you know, drugs and alcohol and that kind of thing, you can go and look up Harm Reduction Victoria, or you can go look at the Victorian AIDS Council website, and we've got information there about drug interactions and whatnot. So
fantastic.
Feel free to have a look.
But before we have our song, which is When You Were Young by The Killers.
No, we're going to have our song.
Oh, we're going to have our song
first.
Yeah,
we're going to have our song first. So this is Do My Thing featuring Janelle Monáe by Estelle.
Oh. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9 with Murray, Jess and Jack. Now, we'll be having a discussion shortly around what we are calling a hypothetical forum. We have one of our very own people, Heath Painter, our policy analyst from the Victorian AIDS Council. He'll be phoning in very shortly to have
No, he's on the line.
Oh, he's on the line already.
Heath,
he's on
there?
The line, Murray.
Heath, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
well, let's give him a cheer and a clap.
Hey!
Welcome, Heath.
Welcome, Heath.
Welcome.
And if anyone would appreciate this, it's Heath. He loves getting cheered and clapped.
At least you get them going. Now, that's fantastic.
Now,
you all?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Happy to be here and be back.
Enjoying your day off?
Chat. Well, no, it's not a day off, Murray. I'm at home pumping away some articles and some work. And
okay.
I'd find a bit of time to have a chat with you on air. So it's good that I can help out.
Oh, good on you, Heath, for fitting us in.
So accommodating.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, Heath, can you tell us some of the past forums the Victorian AIDS Council has run and what their purpose is?
Sure. So VAC has been running community forums now, monthly community forums, for about four or five months. And we had several forums before that in the year, during the year. And they respond to community needs for more information and awareness around issues that affect, broadly speaking, the LGBTI community, but also particularly in relation to the work that VAC does around HIV prevention and living with HIV as well, issues around living with HIV. So we've had forums on new risk reduction strategies, in particular around PrEP and undetectable viral load. We've had forums on HIV and the law. We've had a forum on drug use in our community. So what we're doing is responding to the community's needs and the demands within the community for more information on specific health and social issues that affect our community at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So do you want to tell us exactly what is a hypothetical? And I know that it kind of stemmed from the Did Dracula Have AIDS that was run by Jeffrey Robinson back in the day. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure, yeah. So in about 1980, I think it was 1986, Jeffrey Robinson, QC, who many of your listeners might remember, is a very, very successful, internationally successful barrister from Sydney. He works out of London. He was Julian Assange's barrister only recently in England. And he used to run these very, very successful, very funny and very engaging forums, hypothetical, really panels, I guess you'd call it, where he would moderate a discussion that was constructed that the panelists didn't know about. And he would use the roles and the personalities constructed. They were fictitious personalities that were constructed to interrogate particular social issues. And he did a very, really famous one in 1986 called Does Dracula Have AIDS? And towards the end of that particular forum, he interrogated the then Health Minister, Neil Blewett, about Australia's lack of response to injecting needle or the lack of support for people who injected use needles to inject in relation to HIV. And really what followed immediately was Australia's National Needle and Syringe Program, which has really meant that Australia has the lowest HIV transmissions amongst injecting drug users than probably any country in the world. It's something that is the envy of really the rest of the world. Does Dracula Have AIDS was a really formative part of the early response.
And he's just a brilliant moderator with the way it keeps it going.
He's absolutely outstanding. And what we're doing is we're doing one of these. Jeffrey Robinson can't join us because he's over in the UK.
Unfortunately. Maybe next time, hey.
but who we have is someone who is probably one of the most renowned public health experts in Australia, in Rob Moody, Professor Rob Moody from Melbourne University, the Melbourne School of Population and Public Health.
Absolutely. I can vouch for him because he was my mentor right throughout my master's, and he is absolutely brilliant. I have a huge amount of respect for him.
Yeah, he's played a profound role in Australia's tobacco control legislation and tobacco control policies. He understands HIV extremely well and has a real interest in HIV in the developing world, and he's very keen to support us in this forum, which is called MJ Loves Tina, Charlie's Chasing Harry. And the nature
of
the...
Well, that's
a mouthful. It is a mouthful, and look, I'm actually about to ask Jack to say it 10 times over.
No, I'll stick with the old one. Just for your information, Heath, I was at that first one back in 86.
I go back a long way.
That's why I'm
actually there.
And I am amazed that, see, young people don't know what...
Really, you're hypotheticals, that old?
What hypotheticals are. And Jeffrey, if people don't know, he's the partner of Kathy Letts, the writer and feminist, Australian born as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Jack, I didn't know that you were in attendance.
I've been around a long time, Heath.
It doesn't show. That makes you such a sage and support for us all. So it was a great event. And what we're doing is... Rob Moody will have a constructed story that he will use to interrogate an expert panel that we have invited. And we're absolutely rapt to have a whole range of high-profile people in the sector and outside the sector.
Can you reveal who they are?
Yeah, I can. So we've got the CEO of ACON, so that's the equivalent of VAC in New South Wales, Nick Parker. We've got
the
Executive Officer of Living Positive Victoria, the peak body that represents people living with HIV in Victoria, Brent Allen. We have secured Tim Wilson, the Australian Human Rights Commissioner, who is born and bred in Melbourne but lives in Sydney. He's going to come down and be on the panel, and he's an openly gay man and has very strong opinions, so it'll be great to have him on there. He's a great supporter of a lot of the work done in the LGBTI area. So we've also got Adam Richard and Judith Lucy, the comedians, coming on.
Oh, goodness.
It would be great to have...
That'd be terrific.
And to see hear their responses to Rob's moderation.
Yeah.
So, and we've also got a number of other guests that were in the course of locking in who represent different aspects of and can speak on different experiences and aspects of drugs and sex within our community.
Yeah,
so that's really great. About sex, drug use and risk in our
community.
Yeah,
absolutely. That sounds exciting. So pretty much it is, we have a panel of people, we kind of have this hypothetical situation and it's kind of like a role play, and these people respond to certain questions that that Rob Moody asks them, right, and see
that's
how they
right.
respond to certain situations.
Yeah, so it's not like our other forums that people might have attended where we have experts that will give a presentation and then they have Q&A afterwards from the audience. There's going to be no formal presentation from these people on the panel. There's going to be no Q&A. It's just going mm-hmm. to be an interactive scenario where specific personalities and characters will be introduced by Rob, and specific scenarios relevant to drug use, sex in our community will be raised, and the speaker, the people on the panel will then respond to Rob's questions to really, it's a really very interesting and novel way of raising awareness and thrashing out issues.
I think it's great.
Yep.
And just
yep.
for our listeners again, can you say, what was the title of that again?
Once I say it, Jack's going to say it 10 times over. and that might be lost on some people in the sector. People who use drugs, whether recreationally or
identify those Chase connotations there. So
Charlie,
it's going to be
Coke
interesting.
And Harry, heroin.
Yeah.
So, and that might be lost on some people in the sector. People who use drugs, whether recreationally or habitually, will understand some of those references. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've chosen those words. So I should just say it's on the 20th of January. It's at the Melbourne Town Hall in the beautiful supper room, it's free. It's free. It's from 6:30, and people can register on the Midsummer website to come along, or they can, and if they've got any queries, they can just ring through and speak to someone in the health promotion team at VAC.
Absolutely. That sounds great. Well, we'll be back after a quick break.
So stay on the line here.
And we'll just recap that hypothetical. And just before we go to a break, we got another message in from Craig, the funeral director. It says, hi, Jack and team. Hope you all... and listeners, have a safe and Merry Christmas. Best wishes. Gosh, Jack, you are popular today, aren't you?
Thanks, Craig. It's because I'm old, you see.
In case anyone wants to send in a message.
He's looking for business from me, I think. That's the trouble.
We'll be right back. This is Joy 94.9.
This is Well, Well, Well. SMS 0427 JOY 949 or email onair@joy.org.au to have your say.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on JOY 94.9. And if you've just joined us, we're continuing our discussion about the hypothetical forum that the Victorian AIDS Council is running. And we're joined on the line by Heath.
Hey.
Painter.
Still there?
How are you going, Heath?
Oh, I'm still here. Still here.
There.
I'm
working
so
hard.
Looking at some very dark clouds that are crossing our city at the moment.
Oh, I know. It's daunting, isn't it?
You might want to have that taxi waiting out the front to get back to Claremont Street.
you don't need to worry about that. Like you said, you're on the couch.
Yeah, so we just talked about the hypothetical forum that will be running in Midsummer. And if you want to just give us a recap of the main speakers and the details of the event, date and time, and the venue.
Sure. So it's at the Melbourne Town Hall in Swanston Street, on the corner of Swanston and Collins Street.
Yeah.
6:30 on the 20th, Tuesday the 20th. So that's 2 days after Midsummer opens, so 2 days after Carnival, on the Sunday, which is one of the major events of Midsummer. Rob Moody, who's a professor at the Melbourne School of Population and Public Health at the University of Melbourne, will moderate this interactive discussion.
Yeah.
And we have we've got a range of panellists from the LGBTI and queer communities, human rights sector, and also comedians who are joining the panel, and they include Adam Richard, Judith Lucy, Professor Edwina Wright, who is the immediate past president of the Australasian Society of HIV and Hepatitis Medicine, and is also the chief investigator of the Big PrEP study here into PrEP in Victoria.
Some big names.
But yeah, Brent Allen, executive officer of Living Positive Victoria, Nick Parkhill, who is the CEO of the largest AIDS organisation, ACON, in Australia. And we've also, Tim Wilson, Australian Human Rights Commissioner, and we're in the process of locking in several other experts who can speak on youth in our community, sex in our community, and generally, or in general, risk. So I think it's gone into, and I think it would be a great way to address some of these really critical issues around youth in our community, sex in our community, and generally, or in general, risk. So I think it's a great opportunity to raise these issues in a safe environment.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So if any of you out there are interested in hearing discussion or involvement about sex, drugs and risks, please come along early next year and check out the hypothetical forum we've got. So we've got a purpose of our forums are really to reach the community and respond to issues they'd like to discuss.
Yep.
So Heath, if our listeners would like to see VAC have discussions around certain areas of interest, could you let them know how they could get in touch with us and maybe we could take this into consideration?
Yeah, sure. Look, that's really important because the forums are really driven by the needs of our community.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Really the forums we've had, particularly around HIV or the new risk reduction strategies around HIV prevention, STI prevention, have been really to respond to people in the community and people in the community wanting to know more information and wanting to be more aware of these issues. So if people out there are have some interest in a particular area and they want to discuss this, they can send an email through our inquiries line, which is inquiries@vac.org.au, or they can email or send a message on our Facebook page, or they can even ring through and speak to anyone in the health promotion team.
Yes, absolutely.
At the Peter Knight Centre in Claremont Street, South Yarra, and have a chat with us about particular interests. I know we are looking at having there's actually going to be one at Chill Out Festival on parenting and families within queer communities, and that's been set up to respond to the need in our community for more information. That's a really interesting area, and that should be a great forum that's going to happen at Salesford in over the Labor Day weekend in March.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's really great. Thank you so much, Heath, for calling in.
Now, pleasure. Before we go, Heath, we want to make sure that you get back to work, so I've got a little bit of a...
Get off the couch.
Get off the couch.
That's how I like it,
though. I know
you do. We know it.
We're discovering all the little buttons, all the sound effects here. So we're learning on the job, and you're doing a great job.
I think that's quite appropriate.
You should make sure that all my fans out there are okay, because they mightn't like you doing that. So I just think you need to take their thoughts and emotions.
But you love it
before you do this.
Of course.
Thanks,
well, thank you so
thanks
much.
A lot, Heath.
Pleasure. Have a good call.
We you will. Too. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening. This is Well, Well, Well.
Welcome back. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. That was a great discussion that we had with Heath.
It was.
Yeah, so that's during the midsummer... well, actually, I don't know what you'd call the whole week of events. What would you call that, Murray?
Which, for the...
For midsummer. Because I know it's not the carnival. It's just like the midsummer, you know.
The activities. So if anyone...
Summer
there's
festival.
A whole guide. There's a whole guidebook for midsummer.
Okay.
Yeah, it goes for a month, I think.
Does it go for a whole month?
It goes for a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know that Victorian AIDS Council are quite heavily involved in especially midsummer carnival on that day and the tea dance. Can you tell us about what's going on or anything that you know about?
Well, look, I'm the volunteer coordinator for the Victorian AIDS Council, and this is event season. So whenever midsummer comes up, we need a lot of volunteers to help with the various things that we've got going on. And this year is no exception. We've got so for the midsummer carnival, that's on January the 18th. We need volunteers to help us with our VAC stall. We're going to have a big stall where we're going to be handing out show bags. We're going to have a slushy machine.
Oh, yeah.
Fairy floss.
Alan's
right onto that to make our stall very exciting for people that are coming down.
Sugar friendly. Sugar
and
friendly.
It's free.
I've never seen
it. Free slushies, right?
It's free slushies, yeah. Mm. We've also got Pronto. Pronto is our rapid HIV testing site. They're going to be a carnival for the first time. So they're going to have a tent where we're going to have volunteers that will be signing people up to get tests and then taking them over to the testing van that we're going to have there. We're going to have rovers where people are roving the crowds and, you know, handing out resources and stuff like that. So we need volunteers to help us with all of that kind of stuff. And we've got the tea dance.
That's exciting because that comes after the festival, doesn't it? Or
it does.
After the day
carnival. Last year was the first year where what, because the tea dance used to be sort of gated off and you'd need a ticket to get in, and it always sold out. Last year what they did was, as the carnival day finished, tea dance just sort of began where the main stage was.
It morphed.
And you didn't need a ticket, and it was a fantastic night.
So they just stopped selling tickets for tea dance this year, have they?
Well, yeah, because what they do is they just get everyone that's at the carnival just like, morph in and into where.
So did you dance the night away last year?
I did, as I handed out condoms and lube.
Oh, good.
It was fun.
And are you going to be going again this year?
Well, I am, because I'll be supervising the volunteers, so we'll be doing the same thing as well. So all of those opportunities that we have available for our volunteers is really exciting, and it's a great chance to get involved with your community.
So if they wanted to volunteer, Murray, how do they?
If they wanted to volunteer, they can contact the Victorian AIDS Council and speak to me, Murray, the volunteer coordinator, or they can send an email through to volunteers@vicaids. No, I always stuff this up. It's volunteers@vac.org.au. Volunteers@vac.org.au.
That's right. This is Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9. We'll be right back. Well, you're back with Jesse, Jack and Murray, and we are just about to finish up. I can't believe the whole
hour. Where does the hour go?
That's just like my life flying by. You'll have grey hair, you'll have silver hair too.
You'll have silver.
One day.
I know, very soon, very soon. It's been a great show. Thank you guys so much for messaging in and emailing, Twittering and whatnot. It's nice to feel that we're
It was great to see the messages.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Look, I want to thank everybody for tuning in each week. It's been a great year.
Mm-hmm.
As we wrap up in 2015, we've already started to build the schedule of topics and things to talk about. We've done the roster, haven't we?
Have the most important part. And we do, we have a fresh new face to the team as well, which we'll be introducing early on next year. So that's going to be exciting.
Counselling area.
It's not such a fresh face.
No, no. he has late
it's
nights.
It's a bit weathered, actually.
But I think we should also thank Cal and the people here at Joy who have been walking us through some of this new technology. So, Cal,
Joy
thank
switched
you.
Over to a digital panelling system, and it's
which
been
we're
a bit
not
daunting.
Yeah.
And
we're doing pretty well.
And we've got a lovely person in here, Callum, who's helping us press the right
awesome
buttons.
Sound effects, man. Come
yeah.
on.
Well, hang on a minute. Just give me a moment. So thanks, Callum.
Look, and I'd like to say you're popular too.
Yeah.
He doesn't speak, sadly.
No,
but look,
he's a silent contributor.
Thanks so much, everyone, for listening today. And we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and safe New Year. Look after each other and look after yourselves. But also, I just want to say hello to my 15-year-old daughter, Ava, who's recovering from major surgery. She's tuning in for the very first time today.
Oh, welcome.
Ava,
hope
get
that
better
you're
soon.
Feeling okay
yeah,
there
hope
in
you're
hospital.
Feeling better.
I
yeah,
hope
yeah.
we've been, you know, sufficiently entertaining.
Well, I think...
I don't know about your dad, but Jesse and I have been.
So we've had an incredibly busy year, and we hope everyone enjoys the well-deserved break that's coming up, and we'll be back in the new year. And our next show is when, Murray? When's our next show?
Straight away, January the 6th, I think.
January the 6th, which
so
is the 12th night of Christmas.
No rest for the wicked.
It's the last day of official Christmas.
Oh,
January
is
the 6th is the 12th night.
Oh,
is that
just
right?
See, at my age, I know those things.
No,
I
that's
just
good.
Want
that's
Santa to come.
Time.
I don't.
Absolutely. This is Jesse, Jack and Murray, part of the Well, Well, Well team from the Victorian AIDS Council. Take care, everybody. And you're listening to Joy 94.9.
See you later, everyone.
Ciao.
Bye.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being. Brought to you by the Victorian AIDS Council, Gay Men's Health Centre, on Joy 94.9.
Joy, joy,
joy. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.